All right, in entertainment news, Rihanna has officially earned a brand new title, and that is the title of billionaire. That's right. Forbes reports that, yes, Riri is worth a whopping $1.7 billion with a B, and that makes her the richest female musician in the world. Okay?
Okay.
I love that. Yes. And, you know, just perhaps more impressive is the fact that she's made most of that money through ventures outside of music, okay, like Fenty Beauty, which I love her makeup line. I absolutely love her makeup line. And Savage X Fenty, you know.
Her lingerie.
Yeah, her lingerie line. And, you know, so congratulations for her thinking outside the box. And I understood that when she was first going to do her makeup line, a lot of people said, no, don't do it. There's too many
makeup lines
out there. Is another makeup line and all of that. And look at her now. She followed her dreams, and now she's worth $1.7 billion. So,
love it.
Let's come out with our own makeup then. Let's do some makeup.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show makeup line.
Leave that to the girls.
You know, booty makeup, shoulder makeup. You know, you got splotches or something here.
I like that, Tommy. You got ashy lips. We're here to help. Yeah, I like that, Tommy. I like that a lot.
Elbow makeup. You know how many raggedy elbows there are out there? Elbow makeup.
Just put some lotion on your elbow. Yeah. You need makeup.
There you go. Crushing the dream. There you go. Crushing it. Just crush it.
Scrub them. I'll come up with my lip gloss line again. Okay. How about that?
There you go. In other entertainment news, Tommy, you'll be interested in this story. As we told you earlier, rapper Big Sean has added some inches to his height. He says it's with the help of a chiropractor, okay? He's from Detroit.
Stretching
we know
it.
That. He revealed on his Instagram stories that after regular visits, he grew a couple of inches. And how the blank I grew 2 inches. Sean captioned the video. Chiropractor for a year straight, twice a week. That's how.
Yeah. There you
straight
go.
Spine. Straight yeah. spine. Hey. That's how.
52 weeks in a year. He didn't go twice. Good God.
Twice a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
Wait till you session.
But wait. Hold on. I'm not done. He says, I'm laughing because it's real. Various reports listed him, you know, his height as 5'8", but now apparently with the new treatments at the chiropractor and everything, he's about 5'10", Tommy. 5'10".
So if I take my 5'10" and do how many visits?
Boy, if you don't get, it's 104 sessions.
Foot.
Boy, okay. If it's 104 sessions, you don't need to know nothing. Just get your ass down there to the chiropractor. That's all you need to know, 104 sessions. Yeah.
So I could be 6 foot in a year.
In a year.
Tall,
twice a week.
Tall.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just go, Tommy. Go.
Junior, you drive him down there.
I drive you, dog.
Well, today is Thursday. Let's
yeah, go out to work.
My first visit. My first visit of today.
Boy.
No time
I'll
like
be
the present.
6 foot next dog. August. I'll
next
be
August,
foot.
Man. We could do this, dog.
Whoa, Tommy.
Boy.
Oh, and I love
we would
Big
never.
Sean.
We were, oh, I do, too. Yeah,
he's
we'll
so
never
cute.
Hear the end of that.
What? If Tommy,
on,
we would
hear
never
the
hit
the
last of it. We would not.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
This is it. That's all you got to do, dog.
He's thinking about it. Look, he's all right.
I will go down there and stretch it out now. I will.
Just go and check in. Tommy, 3 o'clock. That's all you need to know, dog.
A standing appointment like that.
Junior.
At the
no
nail
no insurance or nothing.
Yeah, nothing. They 35 a session, dog. I already checked it out.
All right, here we go. Time now for today's headlines. Jay.
It's time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp.
And thank you, Jay. Thank you, Shirley. This is Ann Tripp with the news. COVID cases are shooting up in Michigan, even while many people are still reluctant to get vaccinated. Like I told you yesterday, health officials say that just 2 states accounted for 1 out of every 3 new cases of COVID last week, and that was Texas and Florida. So now, one day after the president called on both states to institute public health measures necessary to tamp down new virus infections, the president says if governors aren't going to help, they should get out of the way. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis snaps back, claiming that the president's promoting a biomedical security state.
But let me tell you this. If you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it.
Now, obviously, this is a warm crowd for him. DeSantis's parents and not public health experts should decide whether their children should wear masks. Tyson Foods and Microsoft, meanwhile, the latest to require their workers to be vaccinated. Millions of tenants at risk of eviction due to the pandemic, crossing their fingers, waiting to see if the CDC's temporary extension of the eviction ban till October holds up in court. At least three New York State County District Attorneys say they're carefully checking out the Attorney General's probe into Governor Cuomo's alleged sexual harassment of 11 female employees with an eye toward a criminal prosecution or two. Meanwhile, a lawyer for one of his accusers, Charlotte Bennett, says her client has no intention to sue. But the attorneys for some of the other women involved say their clients are keeping their options open. There's already a word, by the way, of one civil suit coming. Federal prosecutors have charged nine people with firearms offenses for allegedly selling guns from Georgia to New York. A bipartisan infrastructure bill moving through the U.S. Senate. Jay-Z and Will Smith throwing a whole lot of financial support behind a program designed to help poor people buy their own homes. It's a tech startup called Landis, and it's a rent-to-sell type of plan where clients are allowed to rent properties until they're able to qualify for a mortgage. And Will and Jay-Z are donating a combined $165 million to this program through their companies Rock Nation and Dreamers VC. Isn't that nice? Finally, any case, Broadway is opening up again, the first play to open since the start of the pandemic began. Its run last night in August, it was in the August Wilson Theater. Passover looks at the lives of two black men chatting on a street corner, and they're talking about their lives with each hoping that tomorrow will be better. It's that kind of discussion. It's called Passover. Passover, the first of seven plays by black playwrights scheduled for Broadway this season. Proof of vaccination masks, though, are required at all of them. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.